Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In a few days, we're going to feature the new dean of the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, Dr. Nancy Cox. Today, though, we'll finish the feature series with Dean Scott Smith as he steps down from that post, here speaking of the concept of a new agriculture.
I think that's an extremely important message that is relevant to what we do with the remaining time in the Ag Development Fund, how we regard agricultural improvements and development. It's all part of a system, and it begins on the farm, but it ends with the consumer and with the global markets. That's the big message, and we have to keep that in mind as we go forward.
As he alluded, his tenure as dean has roughly paralleled the development and operation of the Ag Development Fund, investing 50% of the state's share of tobacco settlement funds targeted at building a new ag infrastructure here.
I've got to tip my hat to those who led the way with all of the positive changes. Farm Bureau, Department of Agriculture, the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, all the commodity groups, you know, they're stronger than they were 20 years ago. And we've just had great leadership at a time when we really needed it. A very positive situation for Kentucky.
When we return, his overview on how the students and the offerings for them have changed as the college has evolved. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back, closing out the feature series with outgoing dean of the UK College of Ag, Food and Environment, Scott Smith. He says the diversity of career interests among ag students has exploded, leading to an increase in enrollment from 1,100 to 2,600 during his tenure. And the college has strived to provide diverse educational offerings.
Whether it is sustainable agriculture, high technology, either the high biotech end or the high GPS spatial technology end, natural resources. Maybe the biggest thing that has grown in the College of Agriculture undergraduate population is we've exploited the interest in horses. We have a very big and growing equine science major that attracts students from West Coast to East Coast of the United States. Nutrition and foods, our biggest major, 500 students.
And we salute Dean Scott Smith as he steps down from that post. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.